And now, here to tell us what Friday's papers contain, here's Fiona Kelly.
Abortion law review to recommend sweeping changes. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, which reports that one of 10 changes on legal issues being recommended by a review on the state's abortion laws, which is due to go before Cabinet on Tuesday, is that the 3-day wait to access medication for termination should be made optional. Other recommendations include the removal of criminalisation measures against doctors who provide abortion care outside the current specifications and changes to the necessity for two medical practitioners to recommend an abortion after 12 weeks in the case of fatal fetal abnormalities. A case before Cork Circuit Criminal Court yesterday, which found a teenage boy guilty of a violent attack and sexual assault on a young woman when he was 13 years old, is covered in the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. The young woman, who was a college student at the time, was walking home through the Evergreen area of Cork City on the night of the attack in January 2022. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that Daniel Kinahan is thought to have left Dubai and relocated to Iran over fears that authorities in the United Arab Emirates will hand him over to Gardaí or police in the US. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror run with identical lead stories this morning, written by John Hand, about how sources are predicting that Gerry Hutch, who was acquitted of the Regency Hotel shooting on Monday, will zigzag his way across Europe to avoid being killed before going to Spain, where we're told he has an estimated €10 million worth of assets. Higher prices here to stay, that's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, which quotes Taoiseach Leo Varadkar saying that while the rate of inflation is slowing and energy costs might be coming down, he doesn't think that prices are going to drop back to where they were. The decision to drop the manslaughter charge against actor Alec Baldwin 2 weeks before he was due to stand trial into the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. The 42-year-old died after a prop gun, which the actor was pointing at her, went off on a movie set in New Mexico in 2021. For the first time ever, the number of Protestants and Catholics working in Northern Ireland is virtually identical. That's according to the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. According to figures from 2021, out of a total workforce of just over 560,000, 43.5% were Protestant and 43.4% were Catholic. The Irish News leads with the line that of the 11 councils in Northern Ireland, Mid and East Antrim was the only one to decline a share from a Stormont fund of £1.5 million to assist asylum seekers and refugees. And finally, the explosion of the biggest and most expensive rocket ever developed, minutes after it blasted off from its base in Texas yesterday, generates pictures on the front of today's Times, Examiner and Mail. The Examiner reports that SpaceX, Elon Musk's company which launched the rocket, says that lessons learned from yesterday's launch will help to improve the reliability of the Starship spacecraft, which it hopes will eventually be able to carry up to 100 people on long-duration interplanetary flights.